USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Floridians lined up for hours in Tampa to collect sandbags. They also cleared store shelves of bottled water. That's because Ian, now a Category 4 hurricane, is heading for the Sunshine State. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a statewide emergency and warned that Ian could lash large areas of the state, knocking out power and interrupting fuel supplies. President Biden also declared a federal emergency. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. It would be the first direct hit by a major hurricane there in more than 100 years. Hillsborough County officials have issued mandatory evacuation orders for some areas along the bay. 17 are dead, another 24 are wounded, in a school shooting in Russia. The carnage happened in a city 600 miles east of Moscow. The 34-year-old gunman, a graduate of the school, killed himself after the attack. Investigators say he was wearing a black T-shirt bearing Nazi symbols. 11 children are among the dead. 22 other children are among the wounded. Also in Russia, protests, the mass exodus, and acts of violence across the country, all because 5 days ago, President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to beef up troops in Ukraine. A gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city. A recruitment officer was gravely wounded in the attack. How safe are you feeling in America?
A majority of Americans do not feel safe in the country. According to a new poll from the Trafalgar Group, 69% report they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Significantly, 64% of Hispanics and 58% of black people say they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Overall, just 27% of Americans reported feeling just as safe now as they did 2 years back. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Dow lost nearly 330 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Biden administration's plan to cancel up to $20,000 of student loan debt for millions of Americans will cost about $400 billion over a decade. The stats come from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which also says an extension of the pause on debt repayments will cost another $20 billion. Republicans have decried the forgiveness plan as unfair, especially to those without college degrees whose tax dollars will support the plan. The CBO's estimate is lower than a forecast from the University of Pennsylvania. The fugitive defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who orchestrated a huge bribery scheme involving dozens of Navy officials, has requested asylum in Venezuela. Leonard Glenn Francis slipped from house arrest in San Diego earlier this month, weeks before he was to be sentenced. Pop star Rihanna will headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show, which will take place at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. The show's sponsor will be Apple Music, following years of sponsorship from Pepsi. The Pro Bowl is also changing for 2023. No more full contact. In its place, week-long skills competitions and a flag football game. It will also have a new name, the Pro Bowl Games. A woman trying to get into her boyfriend's car early Sunday morning in Brooklyn fell out and onto the street, where she was struck fatally. The 46-year-old tried getting into the rear door of the vehicle as he started to drive away. The boyfriend did not know what was happening. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.